Boris self-isolating after COVID contact, despite having had it already. By Jack Montgomery on November 16, 2020. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is self-isolating for 2 weeks after coming into contact with a Member of Parliament, MP, infected with COVID-19, despite having already fended off a Chinese virus earlier in the year. "Hi folks, I've been instructed by our NHS test and trace scheme to self-isolate for 2 weeks. After being in contact with someone with COVID-19, the Tory leader announced on social media. "I'm in good health and have no symptoms, and will continue to lead on our response to the virus and our plans to #buildbackbetter," he added. In the video message accompanying the post, he insisted that while he was fit as a butcher's dog and bursting with antibodies, but insisted that we've got to interrupt the spread of the disease. And one of the ways we can do that now is by self-isolating for 14 days when you get contacted by NHS test and trace. And I do it with a high heart, full of optimism and confidence. Lockdown skeptics expressed some dubiousness about the move, given, among other things, the impending deadline for the Brexit negotiations. The PM came into contact with a COVID case on Thursday. If he gets a swab test in the morning and is clear, then there is absolutely no need to isolate for 14 days, commented Nigel Farage, who is currently in the process of relaunching his Brexit party as Reform UK, which opposes lockdowns. "Get tested, Boris Johnson, get back to work and get Brexit done," he added. "If you've had COVID-19 and recovered, why do you have to self-isolate if you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive? Surely, you're immune? And if not, how's the vaccine going to work?" asked Toby Young, of the Free Speech Union in the Lockdown Skeptics group. Health Secretary Matt Hancock justified the Prime Minister's move to isolate, saying that the central point is that it doesn't matter who you are. If you are contacted by NHS test and trace and told to self-isolate, that is what you must do. Hancock has previously reported having seen evidence that the first credible cases of reinfection were emerging in Britain in September. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.